Now, if I were to say this is a setting the bar story, Kelly, how would you describe that?
I would tell you that it was an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, look, if there's one place you should probably be certain you're not committing any spelling errors, it's, you know, graduation, school, something like that, right?
Sure. Yeah, they expect you to be good at that.
Mm-hmm. So if you can manage to make it through the day without misspelling the word graduate.
No, come on!
On your entire graduating class's stole, then you're doing okay.
Oopsies.
Yeah, students, parents, a little upset at the high school there in Illinois. After their graduation, stoles had a misspelling on them. Apparently, the word graduate was spelled G-R-A-D-U-T-A-T-E.
Oh.
Graduate.
Okay, but wait a second. Like, do we point the finger at the school or do we point the finger at who made
the manufacturer?
Yes.
Yeah, perhaps.
I feel like there was some sort of like maybe not. Where's the proofreading mistake? Is it from the school that said, yep, I sign off on that design. Go ahead and print it.
The school
is it the manufacturer that printed all of this?
Right. So the school is trying to Photoshop all of the photos that were taken to make the situation right.
Oh.
Like Photoshop the right word on there.
How many photos do they have to Photoshop?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know how big the graduating class was, but here's some of the graduates, Jakari Yasir, and then a parent kind of talking about it.
I don't understand how you mess up a whole word. Shouldn't happen like that.
Wait. Yeah, well, I mean, that, right there. We right. can end there. I don't know how you mess up a whole word.
No,
I
didn't realize until like we was walking out the gate. They could have checked before because they made like 600 plus.
There it is.
Oh, gosh.
So, and all of them were spelled wrong.
Yeah.
Graduate.
Yeah, so he's like,
no.
it didn't. They didn't check before.
Ow.
They printed them and handed them all out.
I mean, those look like they're embroidered. They're embroidered. So I'm going to squarely point the finger at whoever set the embroidery machine at that company.
Where,
I don't think this is squarely on the school. However,
yeah,
maybe there's a follow-up. Hey, let me see a mock-up before you start doing the sewy all over.
Even
the
like
stores.
Merch that we get here, we always ask for a proof before they go to print with
so
stuff
that
like
you can
that.
Sign off, say looks good.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Terribly disappointed and appalled about how they would even pass those out to the students. That would embarrass the community, the families, and even the school district should be embarrassed.
Yeah.
How did nobody catch that, though?
That's why it's a setting the bar story, Kelly. I mean, if someone would have caught it, we wouldn't be talking about it now.
So legendary, though.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, fun fact, on my very first resume that I was setting out to try to get jobs, I put, like, you know how you put different sections? Mine for education, I wrote edumacation.
Yeah, I seem to remember that you...
I'm like, I want to stand out.
...had specifically
Look,
misspelled
smart.
A bunch of
edumacation.
Stuff.
Edumacation. And then for my references, people who should talk nice about me.
Yes.
See, that's
GPA,
how was,
6.7.
GPA, all the points.
I got all of them.
I got all of them.
Every one of them. All right, so again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without misspelling the word graduate.
You know what? I'd frame it. I'd own it. I'd
there
frame
it,
like, yep, my school is the best.
Then you're doing okay. That is your setting the bar story.